to wait, let's start the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for coming in tonight, we have our town justice in attendance tonight to swear in our two new board members and the town clerk. Denise, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Wait, you wanna get in the best position for pictures?
Which side?
You can come over, I can trade.
It doesn't matter.
Which way do you want a picture from? All right, let me get out of the background, I'm on the road.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of councilwoman.
The duties of the office of councilwoman.
Of the town of Freedom.
Of the town of Freedom.
County of Cattaraugus.
County of Cattaraugus.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
And you sign and print your name, and then I will push over myself for you. Josh, you're up.
Come on up, Josh.
Which side do you, what's your better side?
No, I think no, no, I came in. Betty, take a picture so I don't feel left out.
You got it, Josh.
And repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
Not.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
Faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of.
The duties of the office of.
Councilman.
Councilman.
Of the town of Freedom.
Of the town of Freedom.
County of Cattaraugus.
County of Cattaraugus.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Okay, congratulations. If you can sign and print your name, and I'll notarize your signature.
Back on board. Official.
Yeah.
They're legitimate, because you weren't appointed.
I know.
Okay.
All right, Mindy, come on up.
Come on down.
Do you want me out of the back of your picture?
No, Dustin, you stay right there.
Dustin, do you want mom to stand over here? Mom, stand over here. Is that good? Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New York.
Of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of.
The duties of the office of.
Town clerk.
Town clerk.
Tax collector.
Tax collector.
Records management.
Records management.
Registrar.
Registrar.
Of the town of Freedom.
Of the town of Freedom.
County of Cattaraugus.
County of Cattaraugus.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
You are all set. Thank you.
Miss Needy Supervisor's Assistant. She has the Needy Supervisor's Assistant. Excellent. All right. Well, she'll carry on here. So, moving onward, we have some minutes to approve from three board meetings. We did a work session on December 18th. I make a motion to accept the meeting minutes from our employee handbook work session that was held on December 18th, 2022.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willer.
I wasn't here.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Nick and Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to approve the regularly scheduled board meeting, the meeting minutes submitted from the regularly scheduled board meeting on December 18th, 2023.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willer.
Abstain.
Nick Morgan?
Aye.
Dustin Bliss?
Aye. I make a motion to accept the meeting minutes as submitted from the special meeting that was held on December 21st, 2023.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum?
Aye.
Josh Cutler?
Aye.
Denise Willard?
Abstain.
Nick Morgan?
Aye.
Dustin Bliss?
Aye. All right, so now we need to finish our audit declaration and petty cash for the annual audit. If the board members haven't finished counting the tax collector monies, the town clerk monies, the justice monies, the highway superintendent monies, please finish so now. And then the town supervisor's books are all provided over here, along with the building inspector's record of permits issued as well. So,
and the town clerk's minutes, the resolutions, my tax collecting information from 2023, and all my bank records from 2023.
Yeah, so there's all that.
Where are yours?
Mine's all here.
Oh.
That's my warrant from last year.
Right.
And then this is my receipts that I gave to you and the county, all in this pile. This is all the papers that I did every time, every day that I collect. I have to do a report. So this is the report for that. And then, and also in there is my reconciliation with the county that I...
I'm sure if you screwed up, the county would have told you to give more.
I was right to the penny, just so you know.
Oh,
no.
We had done if you weren't.
But yes, and then that's my banking. And then those are resolutions from 21 to present. And then my minute books.
Unless you need me for something else.
No.
Very much appreciate that all your money was facing the same direction.
I used to work in a bank years ago.
Well, that's what it is now. It wasn't when I started. It is now.
You won't know this.
I So if this one's all done, do I give this to Kara? And
yes, I'll give that to Nate.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
You as well.
Oh, I'm like, all right, that makes more sense. I'm like, 25 cents.
I tried thinking it already.
There was a dime in between the tens and the fives that was trying to sneak away, too.
Does this have to be signed before we move on?
I'm guessing that's the.
In and out of space, we got more between cushions. These are the payroll.
Okay.
So I'm going to those. Okay.
Is that Jim's? He didn't lose any of his change, so just.
Nope.
Because he'll be doing it.
There's a sheet for this one. Can't you still have it?
The sheet.
The supervisor sheet for is over on top of. Yeah.
Oh, this books. Oh, okay.
It's with these books.
Oh, okay.
They kind of go together.
Nice. As good as now it's on.
You guys are leaving?
Nice.
We'll miss you.
For your little. They won't miss us.
Did you retire from your instance?
I didn't.
You didn't?
Got laid off.
Oh. What year is that?
2010.
Okay, so I did work with you then.
I don't remember, but probably. I was in the office at the time.
Yeah. I was an electric shop.
Oh.
Well, yeah, no.
Instead.
2010, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is my resolutions, my minute books, my bank statements, and all my tax collecting stuff from last year.
Cool. And then is there a sheet I saw?
I believe I already did on that.
Very cool.
Yes, you did.
I'm so happy.
So these resolutions are from 21 to present.
Oh, cool.
But there's like a little index in there.
That's so nice.
So that my other everything signed and sealed.
Big brain.
Sure did.
And then this is December's board meetings because we ran out of room and because we have so much material that we have to put in, so we go through a lot of notebooks. So that's December's. Minutes, resolution, bank statements, tax collection. That's part of 22 and 23 starts.
Okay, got it.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah.
Good times. Guys.
I have to put all the monthly reports in with the minutes too, so that's why, because Dustin's report alone is huge.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have to put it in there. For permanent records. I have to put it in this permanent record. Oh.
What's it?
Dustin. Jeff was here today.
Jeff who?
New dad.
Oh, he was. Mm-hmm. So you showed him the two lights.
Mm-hmm.
And then the receptacle
mm-hmm.
there.
Yes.
Would you say you can get back to
us? Yes. Because we went upstairs and I showed him like where he could potentially drill to get outside with electric. And And I told him if he wanted to do it on a Monday or Friday, you know, when I'm here, that he said that probably would be best.
Hey, somebody's pretty busy. So, you usually fit that stuff in.
Okay, that is good.
Okay, so that's the warrant we got out of this county last year. I just have to show you my warrant.
Your warrant. There's a warrant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do I have to collect that much money?
Dang.
And then this is my reconciliation. So this is like the county saying that I handed in all the paperwork and everything that was due. So I balanced with the county. This is how much I owed the county at the end of tax collecting. Nobody, basically, that were unpaid.
Mm.
And then this is everything balanced out. This is how much I paid the supervisor in the end. And then that much interest. So, so that's that. And then this is all the receipts between the county and Dustin that I have to have on hand. This to Dustin, and then this to the county. That's how much I pay to the county throughout the tax season. Mm-hmm. And then this is the final. This is May.
Okay.
And then this is every day that I do, every day that I generate taxes, you know, something comes in, I have to do a report and balance to the penny. So, which we always do, there's no issues. So, yeah, so this is every.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Every report.
Yeah, we're good, we're good. Great.
And then my bank statement. Yeah, those are resolutions from 21 up. Yeah. But there's a little thing in the front, a little index that I make.
There was going to be.
I keep it indexed so that way it's easier to find.
I
for the future. You know. Yeah, as you can tell, like January, this is like January taxes. We take the most in January, yeah, obviously. And then the rest of the months start to fizzle.
I'll trickle.
Yeah.
Man, okay.
And this is all the policies that you guys, you know, you can look at them. It's totally fine. This is cemetery policies. Yes.
Cemetery policies in there?
Mm-hmm.
Right here. So, we couldn't find that the other. Remember we were talking about this?
That's the one you guys passed in July.
I know we did, but we couldn't find it. Like,
yeah.
We were having a block moment or something. I don't know.
I just updated it and did the 3% increase because that's what it said in the policy.
This is a change, right?
Sorry, no. Yeah.
I'm almost interested. Run away.
procurement policy, workman violence policy. Emergency operation plan. And then this is the sexual harassment policy. That's the new one for the 2024. This is from last, they just came out with this one. I just updated that with all the new fire chiefs and everything. So that's updated. That's the sexual harassment one. Okay. This is just my favorite. Just everything that you guys already handed in.
Nice. Okay. I think you signed
everything. Yes, you signed everything that I see.
Woo-hoo. I can sign that for you.
That's all policy. Yeah, that's the cemetery one. That's the updated one that I added the 3% increase, but Dustin said something about he wants to change it a little bit. So we're going to have to change that and not pass that one tonight.
Because we were talking.
About how many on a plot.
About what?
How many on a plot.
Oh, right. Because of that issue.
This one? That's inspector.
Are
you already done?
Yeah. People are thinking for the Salem Lodge Church, taking the book titles and just this one, and acting back with them.
Oh, really?
No, something wrong with that.
Oh.
I'm going to put it right in there after that like single sentence. I'll bury all this with a metal marker. Or have a maker. Marker.
Is that Pat Cummings?
Yeah.
Okay. You already signed mine.
I signed yours? I signed your petty cash.
Yeah, that's all that's included. The books are included. Sorry. Well, Jess makes it up like that. She does all the annual audit declarations. Just so much good. She had an issue with winning some law today. Took her hours to get it figured out. Closing up the books. She was,
things were not good in the cyber world. Today.
It was not. No, you're right. It was not.
I'm ready for the rest of that.
Send it to recording.
So I should leave that out there.
Yeah, maybe. Just set them. You can set it right there. Okay. Go ahead. I'll take care of it later. And then these are resolutions, minutes from last year. All tax collecting. This is my warrant. These are the records or the daily reports I have to do every time I collect any money. This is all the receipts that I pay out to the county and to the supervisor throughout the tax collecting season. This is all the paperwork to the county reconciling at the end of the... And then this is bank statement.
So where do we sign it?
You already... It's part of this part here. It talks about minute books and stuff, and then the same thing on.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, well, usually the minutes I have them anyways, and resolutions are here, so.
Resolutions are usually in the minutes, too.
Right.
But they're separate in here in case you have to look up something quick.
Okay.
And then
put these?
These are all in my office.
Okay.
They're always in my office behind lock and key. And then these are all the workplace, these are all the policies, if you want to look at any of these.
Okay.
The policies that you guys will be, if you want to look at them. Here's the rest of them. Yeah, I did. I already changed it 3%.
It's still 1,600 and 800 in the cemetery policy.
Oh, okay. I must not have updated your part of it then. I did that Friday. So we did, Jess and I talked about it on Friday, and we just put it in the new policy, which Denise has got the new policy over there in the folder. So I can show you if you want.
We need to talk about it and add it into the policy.
Okay.
And then we'll just make an amendment to the policy and then adopt all the policies and things.
Okay. Here is the policy. I don't know what that's for this one. Yeah. Which one is on the tone?
Here, Jeremy, did you want to make any comments to the board?
A little slow, didn't know there's your full audit here or whatever, so just stopped down to introduce myself to people who didn't know me in the past future.
Hi.
Josh. When I'm around, talk to Dustin for a little bit. Anybody ever needs to get a hold of me, I'm in the phone book, Kent Harris County phone book. So if there's anything anybody needs or whatever. There's actually four of us in the district now. Our district is enlarged, and we go all the way down to Great Valley, so we haven't decided between four legislators who would go in where again, but I generally come this way, and Ashford, and sometimes Yorkshire, and Brick. In East Otto, that's where our district should be. So,
East Otto?
I presume that the get Brisky and Ginger to go down south. Hopefully.
Is it an upside down L?
What's that?
Is it like an upside down L? Backwards L?
Yeah, it's got a tail on it. It's not so much an L, it's just a block with a little bit of a tail on it. It's population driven.
Is that Ellicottville?
Yes. Population driven, so because the population over 10 years has to be redistricted. And again, we elected another 15 legislators, so we have to balance the number of people with legislators. Lots of changes this year. So, other than that, really exciting. When I started 8 years ago, it was very challenging, a lot of issues. We got some good directors now, it's going fairly smooth. Each year is getting smoother, very much, but it's been running pretty good. Resolution count was like close to 600, so there's lots of activity. Board meeting every other Wednesday, but it's the second and fourth Wednesday, and the first and third Wednesday is our committee meetings, where we hash everything out.
Wow.
We are an all-Republican board right now. No Dems stand against us. So it's a little different.
The air of good feelings. Was it Dave Koch?
Dave Koch was in the last 4 years.
Did he turn out?
He turned out. First term I was there, was five Democrats against 17, or 12 out of 17, 12 were Republicans.
vote Democrats ran against this year, so our Republicans all got a clean sweep. So, yeah. So, like I said, we argue most everything in the committee meetings, so our board meetings run smooth.
Argue or discuss?
What's that?
Argue or discuss?
Whatever has to happen in the committee meetings. But it's what it means. They're very long in the board of the committee meetings. So, no, it's been going good. Okay. Just elected Andy Berger for chairman. He's a very, very into financial planning. Mm. Very good, young, aggressive guy. Should be in there, so. He's not asleep at the wheel like some of
them. Oh, boy. Can you update us? You mentioned a bit the other day, but then you and I got sidetracked. How did Governor Governor Hochul keep all of the Medicaid money?
She just put out an executive order. Did not go to the state legislators either. Just she did an executive order. I'm not sure. I don't know if anybody can override it without going to court. They're keeping all the Medicare money, Medicaid. There's like three different things that she cut that really inflated our budget, like close to $7 million, was like 2.5, 2.7 just in Medicare. So we had to come up with that money on budget. Basically, most of your taxes in this town, because you're running 100% within the county, it should be fairly close to the same if your assessment went up a little bit or very little. Some of the towns like Yorkshire, we had about 12% equalization rate. Going to get hit a little harder. Hopefully she'll come on line in a year or two and Robin Pearl, I think it is, retires. But yeah, she just did this executive order, and I don't know a lot about it, I'm not legal, but nobody really can change her place. Probably always a way, but. So what the federal passes to the state, she's not passing to us. So it cost us over three programs, about $7 million. 67, so we had to come up that out of our budget. We had a very aggressive road repair, paving, bridge repair. We're gonna calm that down a little bit. We're still got a lot going on. One of the roads I know for this year is still working on 21, which comes from Farmersville. Section was done. There's another section. Then there's another little section with a bridge and it cuts where the old greenhouse used to be on the past. That will probably be next year. This year we'll be going paving. Maybe topping off County Road 73, Marble Springs Road, but we'll be redoing before we do from Line Lake to Colton County.
We don't go as fast on that road, Nick.
It's straight. Come on.
If you go fast enough, you just get the high spots.
It feels that way. So,
yes. So the what was the county's budget this year?
Of the job.
So the
tells your I'll take care of it. So much for home rule.
71% is mandated. I mean, stuff that, you know, we're doing the contracts and stuff like that and what's forced upon us. So, challenging at times, but I've been working for a while. And like I said, everybody that's been working with the county for assessing, we're pretty well. I think we got 19 towns out of 32 or 33.
Towns and villages?
Towns. That's, well, some villages, yeah. We have it land in the city of Olean or Salamanca, and a couple of bigger ones, but it's been working very well. Sales tax assessor for the town of Freedom, the only thing I was concerned about what was in Freedom, because that's all it could affect. We went across to Yorkshire, it was a lot higher. But what the farmers saw, I mean, I couldn't do anything about it, so now it's the background, and that I sort of pushed through this county assessing. Better training, they're not just people that's working part-time, that's looking for retirement. You know, I did it for close to 10 years, 9 or 10 years here, and like I said, all I could do was work at what I could make equal in the town, as compared to property and locations. Now we can branch out a little bit more. And it's all due to sales. Now the sales have been super high. In the last couple of years, it's going to come down now, I believe, with the sales. If you put a house on for $200,000, you can, most people can bet it up, you know, $240,000, $250,000, $260,000. So sales is what drives everything else. I never like to see my assessment go up too, and I'm the one pushing for county assessment, but it did this year. But we keep everything at 100%, best we can, with people, you know, as much as we know. It works. A few other towns coming on board slowly. The town of Cold Springs, I think it was. There's some state forest land, some's taxable, some's not. Picked up $1 million right there by taxing them. I'm not sure exactly how that works with the state land.
The town wasn't properly
assessed. The town assessor didn't know. And a lot of them. There hasn't been a town we haven't come in and picked up 6, 7, 8, 10 houses, a few barns, sheds, garage. Huh. Everyone we've come in, we picked up. There hasn't been one.
Did they thank you for years of no assessment?
What's that?
Did they thank you for years of no assessment?
Just curse us up. I mean, stuff happens.
I forgot I put on that 1,000 foot under my house.
Like I said, it's for everybody to do their fair share and make it equal. That's all I'm trying to do. So in general, it's been working. Everyone fails, feels, but like I said, every time you stay there so far, it's a 1 year contract, you can go out any time you want. It's usually sign back up for work. And we had to increase our staff or a little bit of money. That's the town of Freedom paid the last assessor. They just pay that much to us. And pretty well within 100% assessment for a year or so. And it was like, I think you've been 100% here about 3 or 4 years.
It was before I was on the board. So we're all four now. I think it was voted on before I came on the board. So I think they voted on 2019.
At any time, Dan Martin is just not that you put any questions on that.
Okay.
There's stuff in these ones too.
These are
the abstract. So I didn't have a whole lot of those.
Just what each voucher is. Okay, and this is tell us this is your tally. This is what they usually wrap around the table. That's how much total in year to date.
Okay.
Okay. And it's the same with the general side.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if there's ever a question, call.
Midnight the other night?
No.
You guys took off too?
Yeah, we were tired.
Wife worked, so she was tired, so.
Yeah, I'm going home, so. I want to sleep.
You too. See you.
Have a good night.
You stay up to the end of the game last night.
Yeah.
Don't even bother watching.
I was working a lot of that.
I would, but I couldn't even start because, like, they started after my bedtime. I can get up and just look at the text message on the phone, I know the outcome. Yeah. If there's nothing, I knew they lost.
Good game.
But
get off and meet, go to the airport at 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, that was me.
I know.
That's closer to me getting up.
Yeah.
Because I can only give up one discipline.
Right.
So I won sweets yesterday. Right. So no Bills game. Or any TV.
Wow.
So like they had the Jags Titans game on. Mm-hmm. I finally get together and I'm just like looking at the other wall eating my cookies. Quietly.
Stickler.
I'm committed.
It's hilarious.
I'm not listening.
I just checked the news the next morning to see whether I can look at you. Half you're upset.
What mood you're going to be wearing.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So I'm going to go drive around town to see everybody happy.
You. You're welcome.
Is that everything?
I think so.
We did it.
All right. Let's mosey on.
You gotta make a motion to accept the annual audits.
Then you can't make motions, you're the clerk.
I'm not making a motion, you are.
You are making a motion.
I make a motion to accept the annual audit records as presented.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan. Dustin Bliss.
Hi, we have assignments. We need to set the monthly board meeting to our previous time of 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
We don't have much of an audience. Or night board members. Me and Josh. 7 p.m. third Monday of the month at the Freedom Town Hall, unless otherwise stated. Official depository will be Far East Star Bank. The official payroll service will be complete payroll. Perry. The hourly wages can be seen on the schedule on page 5. The official newspaper will be the Herald Courier, the Olean Times Herald, or the Penny Saver. The mileage rate is 50 cents. The town doctor is...
58
cents?
58
cents.
Did I say dollars?
50 cents.
Oh, 58 cents, I'm sorry. Lyon County Community Health is our town doctor. The authorization for the supervisor to pay utilities prior to meetings when necessary. And authorization for supervisor to invest town monies according to the investment policy. Appointment of the Association of Towns Delegate Certificate of Designation.
I have that right here.
Does everyone see that? Nate, okay. Pass that over so we're...
Mm-hmm.
Right, just put that in front of our eyes. Agreement for the expenditure of highway money signed by board members.
I also have that. I'm going to hand that up. Yeah, that's something you have to sign every year.
I can sign it by the end. Can we sign it now?
Well, once you guys approve it, then you can sign it. Once you make the motion.
Sign it? Yeah, got it.
You guys should look at it. Yeah. Normally, we don't have this early, but Jimmy brought it over today.
Wow. Is he feeling like a new man with this... his shoulder, elbow replacement, or whatever he got?
I don't know.
Key surgery. Yeah, this isn't filled out.
Yeah, no. We usually fill it out after the meeting. But we just have to have two people, I believe. Does it say two people in there?
Name of voting delegate, name of alternate. So I'm guessing I'm going to meet myself and my deputy, Mr. Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Are you relieved?
No.
And then I fill in the rest.
The only reason I was thinking I should stay the deputy is because it's a pain in the butt to change all the bank accounts.
It is.
It took like a month to do.
It was more than that.
It's a lot of work to change bank account stuff.
Do we have to re-sign as long as we're not making any changes?
You're fine. You guys have to sign it, so just keep it up there.
Just keep it for them. All right, if no one has any objections to anything we looked at, I make a motion to accept the above assignments.
Second.
Roll call. Josh Allen.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. All right. Appointments are for 1 year ending December 31st, 2024. Deputy Supervisor Nick Morgan. Deputy Clerks and Collectors Sherry Bernard and Jessica Dart. Deputy Highway Superintendent Terry Smith. Clerk to the Court Jillian Kerner. Constables Rob Harrington. Dog Control Officer Don Howe. Bookkeeper Accountant Jessica Dart. Town Historian Lauren Spencer. Deputy Town Historian Sherry Bernard. Town Attorney Shane Furkel. Town Prosecutor Robert Zuba. Building Custodian Jack Lawrence. Planning Board members, one opening to fill expiring 5 years, Norman Feldman, Building Code Enforcement Officer through 2027, Patrick Cummings. Cummings? That was had an S.
Cummings, yeah.
I make a motion to accept the above appointments.
Second.
Roll call. Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Stain.
And Dustin Bliss.
Aye.
Because he can't say aye because he is the deputy supervisor.
Appointing myself deputy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nothing. You.
I was on attorney. All right. Committee assignments. Building committee, I have Nick and Denise. Do you accept? Highway committee, I'd like to stay the same with myself and Nick, unless someone else wants to get beat up by Jimmy. No, papers, okay. Insurance committee, Josh and myself.
What's Josh?
Aaron, I'm sorry. Parks and Rec, Josh and Josh. Don't ask which one, because there's only two maybe.
Oh, I understand that. I got that assignment.
Did you write first?
And then Josh Cutler asked to remain the liaison to the planning board. I make a motion to accept the above committee appointments.
Second.
Do you want me to have it?
Yes. Building committee.
Building.
You guys are on the building committee.
Okay. I'm
just right here. Roll call. Josh Arum.
Okay. Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. All right, policy updates. The only thing we need to make a change to of all of these, do we have these for review in case anyone wants to look at them?
Yeah, oh, they're all over here.
So, Josh, can you read for Mindy or out loud for the board members? In the cemetery policy, Mindy has already updated the price increase that we legislated when we adopted that policy of 3%. For a lot and then also half. For we need to set limits on burials because we thought we did that and we never did. So we have these mega lots. So it's going to be two live burials. Not live, I'm sorry. Two.
Oh dear, that's bad.
Two full burials. And four cremains. Or if there's no full burials, you can have six cremains. If it's a half lot, because they're split into A and B's, they could have half of those lot totals.
Oh,
and there's we added a notation for headstones that they have to fit on the lot in one line, running north and south in line with the other. You go up there, like the Jaquish lot plot has like five headstones and it's impossible to mow around them. So if you can fit that, if you want to get small headstones, you can let them, or just put multiple names on one headstone. We should name the ones that are flush with the ground. But
does Josh have that you could email me that information? Because didn't you work on typing it in?
It updated to the
cloud. It's on the cloud.
So it should be.
It should be at my end. Okay. So I should be able to see it. Okay.
Does anyone have any questions on that? Those changes to the sun change?
No.
And then also the sexual harassment policy. I got to make Denise a paper copy because she can't see it in her email yet. But the rest of you guys, you have to sign your acknowledgement that I sent it to you. Because I'm just going to try to go as paperless as I can and email it as much as I can to everybody around here. Yes. Just, Denise, I'm not going to give you your acknowledgement until I actually give you your policy.
Yes.
I will give her hers when I get it.
Did anyone else respond to Brent Taylor?
No.
Oh, I did.
I did too.
You did too?
Yep.
When did he email us?
Wasn't it Thursday?
Thursday?
It was last.
It was Wednesday, and because I talked to him on Thursday, because right after he hit the deer. I'm like, I haven't made it home yet. I just hit deer. So.
Was he not up?
His assessment went up a lot. So therefore, his mortgage went up a lot.
Like $6,000 a year it went up.
No.
Oh, because his property payments are...
His mortgage payment went up $6,000.
Yeah, so his actual taxes for town and county went down.
Right.
But from when he bought the house,
both today's
his assessment was $87,000.
Yeah, because that's the date that you guys made it effective.
And then he paid a super loan for the place, and his assessment went up to $189,000 next year.
Did you agree then?
I said, I'm sorry, but I think you missed the reading of the assessment. And he goes, probably thought it was something. So, you know, you just...
How long ago did he buy it?
He bought it in
22. It was January of 22.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That
he should have been able to agree to his purchase price at fucking hell.
Well, it wasn't as high.
His purchase price was $198,000.
But
so it wasn't, and it was assessed the following year after he bought it for $199,000.
Uh-huh.
So
that's a tough one to fight.
Yeah. Well, he already missed the grieving period too.
So wait a minute. What's his I guess what's his does he think his case is if it's $1,000?
Well, he wasn't looking to grieve it. He was just because his mortgage went up so much, his mortgage went up by $500 a month because he was that far behind.
His escrow.
It had nothing to really do with his taxes. It had to do everything with his escrow and his mortgage payment.
So he's paying back last year what he owes, and this year what he's going to see the increase. So then next year it'll go down like $250.
Yes.
Maybe, because, I mean, escrow doesn't mean it's taxes. It's school taxes, town and county, and your homeowner's insurance. And pretty much everybody's homeowners went up $300 to $400 this year across the board.
Six.
Yours went up six? Oh, I got away with it. Cheap. $300 for me. Nice.
Why?
Maybe they wanted to match the taxes.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Are you guys satisfied?
So we just got to make a motion to approve the policies with the updated cemetery policy.
Second.
Roll call. Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
And Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Do we have a quote for Pat Cummins from here?
Right here. You guys wanted to talk about it today. So.
Did we?
Yeah, that's what you told me.
11:35.
Is that state bid?
No, there's no real such thing as state bid with it.
Well, it's below our
yeah, we can just buy
procurement policy. So I make a motion to buy Pat Cummins the computer as quoted by Councilman Morgan.
No, quoted by PRISM.
Yeah, well, you said it. So.
Quoted by PRISM.
PRISM.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. We need to postpone the digital time clock, because I'm still waiting back for a second bid on that.
To the next board meeting?
Yeah.
To January's. The 22nd?
It's after March 15th.
I know, but did you see the arcade changed their meeting to Martin Luther King Day?
Why?
I'm like, instead of having it their meeting the 8th, they're changing it to Martin
really?
Luther King Day, the 15th. I'm like, wait a minute, that's a holiday.
For the record, we could have that Martin Luther King Day if you want. But if you're going to screw up a day off, then we won't do that.
Well, I never get a day off because if it's a day off.
You don't get federal holidays off?
I get them off, but there's always something else going on.
Oh.
Like, I'm having an MRA and an MRI that day.
Oh. Or keep that in mind for next year.
So I need that.
The 22nd. So the 22nd, maybe.
Okay. Got it.
All right. I move to accept general voucher 1 through 3 for the amount of $29,467.39. For a total amount of $29,467.39.
Second. Roll call. Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make motion to accept highway voucher 1 through 2 in the amount of $18,315. For a yearly amount of the same amount.
Second. Josh.
Yes.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:04.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye.
Just sign that.
Thank you, everyone.
Please sign that.
I'll sign the paper.